You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
Hi, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Willem back is in studio with special guest Al Randall from a long time ago. We haven't met. We used to see each other oftentimes when we used to work over at CFQR in Montreal.
Long time ago.
Yeah, long time ago. And Stephen Pickford, of course,
in studio today with us and having a good time here, having Al in studio. Going to be talking later about his Alaska cruise experience, one of those different type of travel experiences, one that Al really enjoys. And we're going to start the program today looking at the exotic and the unusual. Yes. People are thinking about maybe getting away this wintertime to something different that they haven't experienced before. And Judith Ritter, who is always looking for something exotic and different, is with us this morning. Good morning, Judith.
Okay. Hello. Maybe Judith is, well, fun of live radio.
Oh, yes. She is... found something exotic, more exotic than our show.
Judith, are you with us today? Yeah, well, everything is punched in the right way. I guess she'll have to just call us right back.
I have no idea where Judith is. Yeah. Looking for something exotic, maybe.
We can talk about a few more exotic things while we're waiting for Judith to come back. So I would say just push the old off button there and have her call right back. So sometimes it happens that way. It's the fun of live radio.
Fun of live radio. We've experienced it many, many times.
Yeah. And Al, you've got
to... So we'll just switch the order of topics. We'll start with Al then.
I'm here.
The order of operations, Al. No. We, I was going to make a whole segue using a Melanie Refus word to discuss Judith. Using all the M topics. That's Judith. That's definitely Judith. Just punch her back in. Hey, Judith.
Hi.
There we go.
Yes, we finally found Judith. Judith was looking for something exotic, couldn't find it in Washington, D.C., so she decided to come back and join us now.
That's a Melanie Refus segue.
It was the Indian rope trick. I climbed up to the top of the rope and disappeared.
So, Judith, you're the one who's generally doing all the exotic destinations for us, the Hong Kongs, the Indias, the Far East. If it's special, you're there.
It's a great pleasure, absolute pleasure for me. And, you know, India's a very, if you want to say, special and challenging place. I thought today I could talk about India for people who are going for the first time.
Yes, because this was like your fifth trip there, so you have a lot of things to share with us.
It is for me. But if say you're going for the first time, don't do what I do. Don't go in the summer. It's really too hot, much cooler in December. And here are some tips. Bring one of those little fans, bring some wash and dries, a little towel, carry bottled water, and wear cotton and linen so you don't get too hot. And the other thing is, before you go, just check with the travel clinic, get malaria pills, and find out what kind of water you can drink there. And when you're there, you should really eat vegetarian, and then you just kind of bypass the potential problems.
I guess the idea of having a cheeseburger in India wouldn't go over too well.
A bad, although there are many people there who eat meat. It's a bad idea health wise. But the real safest and probably really interesting places to go is called the Golden Triangle. It's Delhi, Jaipur, and Agra. Those are three places where they're really, really, really used to having tourists. So that's what we did on this trip. Just as if we were first timers, we started off in Delhi, and of course you want to get some accommodation where you're going to be really comfortable because you need that to come home to. And in Delhi, you know, Delhi's like any world major city. They've got a lot of hotels, major chains. But the Intercontinental Group, which I know you guys know quite a bit about, that's Crown Plaza and the Holiday Inns and Intercontinental, offer a lot of choices. So we stayed at the Park Royal in South Delhi. Now, that's a real good tip because that took us a little bit out of the center, but really close enough so we could see a lot of things but not be overwhelmed by crowds all the time. And the great thing about this hotel is it's very bright, and a lot of the older Indian hotels are dark. I guess they figured in such a hot climate, you don't want to have the windows open and have all that sunlight coming in. But the Park Royal, it has big windows, lots of rooms. The rooms are spacious, and the bathrooms are marble, and it kind of makes you feel like a Maharaja when you're shaving or putting on your makeup. two nice restaurants, and you can count on them to be clean in that hotel, and the food's safe. And, of course, my favorite thing about the Park Royal is it has a lovely lounge and a view of the pool and great cappuccino, which wouldn't be such a big deal in another country. But to find good cappuccino in India, they have a lot of great things. It's rare to find so much good cappuccino.
So Judith, of course, enjoying her favorite beverages as she goes. Now, this particular hotel, is it recently constructed? Is it an older hotel that was renovated?
Well, it's fairly new. It's not brand new, but it's, I'd say, about 10 years old. And they're very, very comfortable with tourists. And they help you set up everything for your trip. And so the first thing they suggested was to go off to the Saranji market. And Indian markets are just great. You know, you get all the local street market crowds and energy, and you see wonderful shops of silks and saris, and walk by, and outside you see piles of black tea from the mountains of Darjeeling and piles of fruit and spice vendors. But for my interest and lots of our listeners' interest, maybe not you guys, they're great buys on clothes. The things that you might see at home in stores like the Gap or H&M are just right out on the street.
A lot of the factories happen to be located more and more in India. In fact, Al and I were just discussing that topic this morning.
Yeah, so they go right from the factory to these guys who sell them on the street. You don't even go in a shop, and so you get great bargains. And after you've indulged your consumerism, you can go off to some of the holy sites. We went to the Bahá'í Temple, which is in the shape of a big, big lotus, and very, very calm in there. And then
the bug, not the car.
Right, that's right.
Yes.
The thing that I was thinking of you guys when I went to Old Delhi, because I know you love history.
Smoked meat. Hmm? Not that kind of deli.
Oh, no, a different type of deli.
Yes, a different deli. A lot of people just get to go to the deli with the smoked meat and the corned beef and pastrami. One thing you would love there is this fort, a wonderful fort called the Red Fort. It's a long red sandstone fort. The fort's about 2 miles wide in the shape of an octagon and was built in 1639 by Emperor Shah Jahan. And you enter through this huge gate. And that gate was, as you're standing in front of it, it's amazing because that gate is the place from which in the old days the emperor would emerge on the royal elephant with all the parade of elephants. And it's now actually the place where the prime ministers of India give important speeches. And again, I thought of you because inside the wonderful military museum.
Oh, yeah. Well, Steve and I often like to check out that kind of history.
Yeah, and every night they have a show about the history of Delhi. So that's really, really spectacular. And then there's the jewelry market. Every shop, and they're all open. You know, you don't necessarily go in. It's just these guys sitting on the street. Shops of gold and gems, and of course, fake gold and fake gems. Which
you have to be careful what you buy there. You might be taken for a ride.
Cubic zirconia.
I think for sure you'd be taken for a ride, but it's so much fun. I mean, even all the fake stuff, the ornate rings and earrings and necklaces, all the trinkets are so much fun. And then, I don't know, you're so exhausted from the chaos on the street, the holy men and the dogs and the beggars. There's so much to see. What we did was every day we just go back to the Intercontinental, have tea and pastries in the lounge, and then, you know, kind of plan our next stop in India.
Tea and pastries. Now, that sounds like a very relaxing kind of thing. Now, Judith, I'm going to ask you a rather offbeat question, but did you get a chance to partake in any spas while you were there?
Actually, in India is like being in a spa, especially if it's in the summer, because it's so hot all the time. So we're in a constant sauna. But in India, we didn't go to the spa this time, although they have great spas. What we, of course, wanted to do was go see some of the really famous sites. So we headed off on a train to the magical city of Jaipur, and it's a six-hour train ride southwest into the desert. And you have to, again, book that ahead at the Park Royal or whatever hotel you're staying in as soon as you arrive.
Judith, we have to let you go right now.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Once again with Willem Backus and Stephen Bickford in studio today. Special guest Al Randall, and of course our special exotic destinations guest Judith Ritter online with us, continuing her discussion about India. I think when we left off, Judith, we were discussing the train trip to Jaipur.
That's right, and I know you guys love trains, and India is the place to take trains. But after you get off a six-hour train ride in India, you want to check into a good hotel. And I'm going to tell you something really interesting that maybe you and a lot of our listeners don't know. Holiday Inn outside of North America is something completely different. In fact, it's probably the best mid-market hotel brand in the Asia-Pacific region. And so we went to the Holiday Inn in Jaipur, and that in itself was almost a destination. It's built in the style of the old city. The rooms have beautiful photos and paintings of old India. There's an interior courtyard. There's a resident astrologer in the lobby of the Holiday Inn to consult with. Wonderful food in the restaurants, and at night they have a traditional and fascinating Indian concert and puppet show. But the most amazing thing about the Holiday Inn is its hospitality. We walked into the lobby, and we were treated like honored guests. The general manager, a Mr. Manoj, helped us organize exactly what to do in the city, and he even introduced us to his chef, Rakesh, and he set us up to go and meet the Maharaj of Jaipur. And off we went, courtesy of the Holiday Inn, in one of their cars. They drive their guests around, and we took a tour of the amazing palace. We met the Maharaj, and then they laid out our next day's trip to the Amber Palace. And that was just a wonderful, wonderful experience, because you really do need to plan your trip well when you go to India. And so in our experience in Jaipur at this palace, we saw elaborate royal dress and collections of old weapons, and the palace has resident artists and painters and goldsmiths. It's a working palace, and all that was organized by the Holiday Inn in Jaipur. And when we took off by train again to Agra to see, of course, the Taj Mahal, which is an incredible experience, and I'll tell you about it briefly in a minute. Again, we didn't stay at the Holiday Inn this time. We splurged, and we stayed at the Amar Villas. And this is a small, luxurious hotel in Agra, very close to the Taj Mahal itself. Actually, the balcony of each room overlooks the Taj Mahal, so you walk out on your room's balcony, and you can watch the sunrise and the sunset on that most famous wonder of the world. And everybody has an image in their minds of the Taj Mahal, but imagine seeing it from the balcony of this hotel. And the little hotel is actually built rather in the style of the area, kind of a white sandstone and very beautiful. It's built like a small palace, and it's set on tropical gardens and all furnished in marble and hand-woven traditional fabrics with crystal chandeliers. And you sit in the lounge area, and the whole wall is a window, an arched window looking out on the Taj Mahal. But of course, nothing gets you ready to see the actual thing close up. And it was a very hot day. It was 37 degrees, over 100. And we went at the wrong time. We went in the middle of the day. It's better to see.
I suspect, Judith, though, it doesn't really matter what time of day or what time of year. You'll take your chance to go there anyhow.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you think, well, it's going to have so many tourists, and it will be too crowded, and there'll be a lot of annoying people trying to sell you postcards. It doesn't matter what's there. We went, and again, it was so hot. But the first view you see, there's a distance between you and the Taj Mahal. There's a long, long reflecting pool, and then you walk the distance, and which is the feet in the heat, I have to say. As you get closer, it looks as if the building is floating. And then you climb these marble stairs to enter the main chamber, and really, we had an intake of breath. You say to yourself, am I really here? Standing on the steps of the Taj Mahal, and you step inside, and it's cooler and darker, and you look up at the high marble dome inside, and all the dome and the walls are inlaid with colorful patterns, and these colors of the mosaic actually come from crushed semi-precious stones. If you can imagine that, 43 different kinds of gems are crushed, each one individually. So you have the green and of one stone, and the blue of sapphire, and it's just absolutely stunning. And again, it's very crowded and very touristy, but somehow you just forget the crowds. And one thing that the city has done that's wonderful is that there's a kind of no-sell zone around the Taj Mahal. You know, you leave all the vendors and hawkers behind. They can't get too close.
Well, that's a bit of a relief, because one of the images that from people who haven't been to India, they have in mind, and it might keep people away, is the whole idea that there's constantly people around you trying to hawk things to you.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true. It's something you have to get used to in India, but at the Taj Mahal, there's really only people who want to they take your photograph, and they sell you the photograph, and actually they did a beautiful job. We got a lovely family photo in front of the Taj Mahal, but I mean, there is a reason why it's one of the seven wonders of the world. I mean, that the trip, and even the coming and going this time to India, was really unique, because we went British Airways, and I know you guys have flown British Airways before.
Well, yes, I flew British Airways over to London a few years ago, and excellent flight, excellent in-flight service.
Yeah, it was a very different experience for me. I didn't really expect it. It has a kind of tradition. I think I read, and you would know more than I did, that they were really the first commercial airline. And you can feel the tradition on the plane. They have old photos on the walls, which are just beautiful. The company apparently was the first company to fly commercially to Africa, the Middle East, and India since the 20s and 30s. So I had the great feeling of history, and there I am in a very modern aircraft. And usually, I like everybody, dread these long flights in economy. They're not fun, but something also unusual.
It could be cargo.
Yeah, could be worse, right? You could be a dog in cargo. Happily, each of the economy seats has its own screen for movies and games for the younger
people. Well, that's not so bad, even in economy.
Well, British Airways has for business class passengers, the sleeping pod type seats.
Yes, and on the way back, I was lucky enough to get bumped up just magically. I don't know how. And we had those exactly the way you describe it, kind of a pod seat, like a Barca lounge, all to yourself, a little cradle, and it reclines you to the sleeping position, and then there are lovely kind of linen screens on either side of you for privacy. Very, very comfortable.
And I think that's the kind of thing that Stephen did to add one of these planes to his fleet.
Yes, I did on a British Airways flight, a 747 Series 400, which we flew back from London a few years ago. Also, World Traveler class on British Airways doesn't cost that much more than some of the seat sale fares, but provides you with extra room and is comparable to some of the business class seating on other airlines. So that's worth checking out when you're pricing out fares for a few dollars extra. World Traveler class on British Airways. When you're talking about their heritage, it's the corporate heritage. I think it was Imperial Airways, one of the predecessor companies of British Airways from the 1920s, that pioneered service to points in India and other parts of the British Empire of the day.
Yeah, it seemed just like a perfect way to go off to India and to experience the history of India. It's a great trip.
How long was that particular flight? You flew to Delhi from which city?
Well, we flew Montreal to London, and that flight's about 5 hours, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, or six and a half.
Six and a half.
But London to Delhi?
And London to Delhi, and it's always full, of course, because so many overseas Indians are in London, and you can get, if you chat them up, you can get a lot of tips about what to do in India.
How many hours was that flight?
That was about 8 hours.
About 8 hours?
Not a bad trip at all, given the comfort of the aircraft.
Al was telling us earlier about this one particular flight, which was the longest scheduled flight. Which one was that, Al?
It is the longest scheduled flight currently in operation. And
that is
between Newark and Singapore on Singapore Airlines.
That must be a fabulous flight.
19 hours.
Wow.
That makes me want to take that flight.
Okay, well, there we go. We've got a volunteer.
Off I go.
Judith, we're going to have to let you go in about 30 seconds as we reach our halfway point in the show, but do you have any websites? Do you have any numbers to give out?
Well, of course, the India Tourism Bureau is always very helpful. If you just go onto the internet and Google and put Indian Tourism Office, it will come up in your city. And of course, in Canada, they have been very helpful in the past organizing trips for me. And check out the Amarvilas, Amarvilas. That's the hotel in Agra. That's your big splurge.
That's it, Judith. We have 2 seconds. So Okay. Thanks for joining us.
Okay. Bye for
Thanks,
now.
Thanks, Judith.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada at 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Ah, yes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite here on the Travel World Radio Network. In studio, Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford. Special guest, one of our longtime friends of the show, Al Randall.
Is this us?
This is us. We're on the air.
You are here.
This is us. We are here. Yeah.
We're looking all around. It's only us. Maybe a few of our best friends and invisible friends, and they're all in the ceiling and watching us.
Our multiple personalities.
What was the song? Daytime friends, nighttime lovers. Yeah.
Okay, this is not a direction I wanted to go, actually.
But, we're all guys in the studio now, aren't
we? Yeah, exactly, yeah. Anyway, having made the introductions, Al, you have gone to Alaska among your many travels. Al, of course, is we got a lot of things in common. We met a long time ago while you were still working at Q92 in Montreal. I was doing the show with Stephen at CIQC at the time. Mm-hmm. But we have a common interest in commercial aviation. Airlines, flight, that kind of thing.
Yes, and playing with toys.
Oh, that's for sure. Hey, we're real guys with the price of our toys, right?
Yes, exactly. The only difference between men and boys.
Exactly. I guess you've got a great yellow jacket that you got from the helicopter tour company that
they didn't give it to me.
You bought it.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. Nothing was on the arm on this trip, believe me.
Yeah.
This was my second time up in Alaska, mm-hmm. and my wife has been up there now 4 times. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful trips. This one we did on the Infinity, which is Celebrity Cruise Lines.
Okay.
And many of the cruise lines do Alaska in the summertime.
All right.
Okay, they'll keep part of the fleet in Alaska. Part of it will be running either Europe or the Caribbean.
So this was a cruise ship that you actually took together?
Definitely. Okay. Well, that's the only way we vacation now.
Really?
I cannot stand sitting on a beach toasting for a week or 10 days.
All right.
And I don't read.
Okay.
Let's put it this way. The brain works faster than the eyes do, so I get lost when I read.
All right.
Therefore, my cues are visual. Hmm. And to sit on the beach, for me, doesn't cut it. So at least if you're on a ship, you've got all kinds of activities at your disposal, not the least of which is getting off the ship when it docks to go on some of the land
excursions. Ports of call,
yeah. So we did the Infinity, and
so
it was
this
wonderful.
Cruise came. You went out of which port?
Out of Vancouver. Yeah, it was a 7-day Vancouver turn.
All right.
They do have cruises which go between Vancouver and Anchorage, then of course it's a logistic thing with getting back from one point to the other.
Right, yeah.
So we find the 7 days out of Vancouver return to be probably the best for us.
Okay.
And like I say, this one we did on Infinity. I'd been on the ship once before, and I had to say that there was an extreme vast improvement in the ship itself.
Oh, really?
Yes. Ships are quite dependent upon the crews to maintain them.
Yes.
Okay, now Celebrity's got 4 ships in the same class. They're a Millennium class.
Okay.
And we've been on 3 of them. What we've missed is the Constellation so far.
All right.
But that's coming eventually.
Okay. It's always something to dream about and look forward to.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, hey, you live to cruise, or at least we do.
Well, cruising is something Steve knows all too well. But
on ships, Willem, on ships, yes.
That too.
Yes, we're not talking about downtown, yeah?
Well, we don't limit ourselves to these things. Now, as far as the boats, how big are they compared to your garden variety cruise ship?
What do you call a garden variety cruise ship?
I've been to Miami and I see these mega ships from Carnival Cruise Line.
Okay. The largest one in the water now, to the best of my knowledge, is the Queen Mary 2.
Yes.
Which is Cunard, which is owned by Carnival.
Right.
And I won't go there.
Right.
Let's just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Massive ship. Mm-hmm. And I think the QM2 is probably around 110,000, 112,000 ton.
Okay.
The Infinity, or at least the Millennium class ships from Celebrity, I believe, are somewhere around 84,000 tons.
So they're pretty huge.
They are large but manageable.
Right.
I've been on other ships. Actually, I think it's around 92,000. I've been on a ship that's 108,000 tons, which is the Golden Princess.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful ship, and we're doing her sister next year. Between Sydney and
that's something
I
love
Bangkok.
To say.
Yes, yes, we're her sister ship.
Her sister ship. You talk the words together, Al.
You talk about having your mind in the gutter. Anyway,
I love to do
Yes, we are
especially
cruising.
The we part too.
We, my wife and I, are cruising on her sister ship.
Okay.
Sapphire Princess next year between Sydney and Bangkok.
Mm-hmm.
But the Golden is 108,000 tons.
Ooh.
You forget
something. You're approaching QM2, yeah.
Yeah, you forget something in your cabin. It's going to take you a half a day to get back there.
Oh, God.
That's...
The Regal was big enough when I was working.
Yeah, they are large. Okay, so...
You know, Bob, we can't hear you if you're not near a microphone.
Yeah, try that.
Yeah, no, the Rigo was big when I was working on it.
Yeah.
So.
And what size is that?
74,000 ton.
Okay, there you go. So you know, you go 108 and ouch.
Yeah.
then you gotta buy a car.
But how many decks are we talking about?
Accessible decks for passengers probably between 9 and 10.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
So that's something I get my mind around. What kind of little facilities and stuff do they have? I mean, I'm imagining these things. I've seen TV shows like Shipmates and stuff where you actually get the cameras on board these cruise ships and
the
so on.
The Love Boat. Yes, what would you like
no,
to
know? Yeah, different word, actually. The Lust Boat. But so what kind of things? The swimming pools, shuffleboard decks, bowling alleys?
Each ship is different. No, I don't think you'd be too... You wouldn't find a bowling alley too easily on a ship. The balls tend to move a little bit. Move just like a pool table, you know? It just doesn't work.
They got a driving range.
Pinball on a cruise
they
ship.
They got a driving range.
Yes, they do have driving ranges. They have golf courses, mini golf courses on Royal Caribbean.
Okay,
yes. And rock climbing walls rock and climbing skating wall, rinks and the whole
rock climbing. Okay. Get up to the top, the ship shakes, you fall off.
Yeah,
part of the entertainment package.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's some guy standing with a gun going, pull!
Yeah.
Skeet shooting, yes.
But they used to have skeet shooting on Holland America off the stern of the ship, and they stopped doing it.
Okay.
And that was simply for environmental reasons.
I thought it was because they decided to point it towards the ship.
No. Strictly environmental reasons. Okay. They didn't want the skeet going into the water and fouling the ocean.
Okay,
and that's one thing cruise lines are very, very concerned about these days.
Well, sure. Quality of, how environmentally friendly they are.
Definitely. And they're more so concerned about it, seeing as how the U.S. has clamped down on all kinds of regulatory things.
Sure, naturally,
And they're watching like hawks.
Yeah.
But if you want to talk about Alaska, the amenities on the ship complement the scenery.
Oh, yeah.
There is one lounge on Celebrity ships, and I'm sure other cruise lines have similar lounges. I know Royal Caribbean has their 360-degree panorama lounge up on top of the ship. Yes. Celebrity is up in the front, the Crow's Nest on Holland America. But basically what you can do is go up there. If you find it a little too chilly outside, you just go up there and it is floor-to-ceiling windows.
Wow.
Yes, and the view is absolutely spectacular.
You just stand there or there's seats?
Stand, sit. It's a bar.
It
doubles as a disco at night.
Nice.
They do all kinds of activities during the daytime. Yeah,
it's, that was like an observation deck.
No, it is an observation lounge. Okay. This thing is huge.
Yeah.
You know, relatively speaking, I mean, you're talking about seating over 200 people in there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So,
and you're so close to the shoreline there. That's one thing about an Alaska cruise is you can see the scenery. You're not right out of the middle of the ocean because of the passageway.
I took pictures at the Hubbard Glacier, and I just picked up this new Spiffy. You want to talk about toys? I picked up an 8-megapixel ultra
mega zoom. You should have brought it. I want to see this thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, show everybody on the radio here. Yeah. See this?
Show me. I mean, I'm here. I can see it.
You'll have to come over to my studio to see that.
Yeah.
Anyhow...
we'll do that one day. We'll bring the Comrex unit over. We'll go live from Al Randall's studio.
Sure, no problem. Hubbard Glacier. Now, you spend probably half a day there. Mm-hmm. And what do? They just sit there and look. The ship basically does a little bit of a tour in front of the glacier because you can't go around it.
Right.
And I was taking pictures. The ships get to probably within about 2 miles of the glacier.
Okay.
And you would swear with these pictures that you were right on top of the ice.
Yeah, well, 8 megapixels. I mean, I have a 4-megapixel camera, and we took pictures at Lake George. You can actually read the license plates of the cars that were 100 feet away.
Yeah, you can see the cracks. And when those glaciers calve, it is the most glorious sight. It begins to make you wonder whether or not, as a human being, you are really in control.
Well, you're not
nature
totally.
Has all the control, and there is no way that you cannot be humbled by the sight.
Yeah, that is something that they tell me about these trips up there. Everybody who's been to Alaska and seen the glaciers and seen the ice flows,
yes,
for sure.
And we landed on the glacier, and we'll get back to that with a helicopter when you're ready.
Well,
to
a helicopter landing on a ship did it?
No, landed on the glacier.
Okay, no, but you, it can so you
land,
went from land.
It can land on the ship. There is a chopper pad on the bow of those ships, and that is strictly for emergency purposes.
Well, we're going to be taking a break on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, continuing discussions of cruise ships in Alaska with our special guest in studio, Al Randall. Stay listening.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Looseboard Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Yeah. And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, once again across America via satellite with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in the studio today with our special guest, Al Randall, longtime friend of the show, discussing his recent trip aboard the cruise ships to Alaska. Al.
Just one ship.
No, you've been on many ships.
Yes, yeah.
But not at the same time.
Not at the same time.
That'd be neat. I can pull out a little closer. I said closer.
Crunch. You were talking about helicopters and landing on the ships. Yeah. Some of the newer ones do have helipads on them for emergency purposes. We did witness a rescue at sea one time.
Really?
Yes. We were in the Baltic on, I think it was Century, which is also Celebrity. And some lady, she was in her mid-40s, had a cerebral hemorrhage on board. And the Swedish military came out with a helicopter and picked her off the ship.
Yeah, okay.
But, of course, they had to do the hover job because
there was no helipad
on that ship.
Okay.
So that whole operation was absolutely amazing to watch. It took about an hour.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. They had to drop somebody. First they dropped the guy down, then they dropped the basket down. They put the lady in the basket, took her up, took the basket up, and then took the guy back up. And the whole thing.
Zoom.
And the chopper had to move off where the ship was.
Yeah.
As they were doing all the preparations.
Right.
So it was back and forth, back and forth.
Wow.
And just amazing to watch. But definitely you don't want to be in that kind of situation.
No, for sure, for sure.
However, the good situation to be in a helicopter is getting on it because you want to.
And taking a tour.
What kind of helicopter was it?
This one is an AS-350. It's done by...
Aerospatiale,
yes.
Okay.
And that's one of the preferred tour helicopters for the operators, no matter where you go.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess economics of operation.
I guess Bell tends to also be more business choppers and not much observation.
Somewhat. Well, a lot of them still fly Bells. They're flying 406s, or 206s, rather.
Yeah.
But the Squirrel, the Ikri, happens to be the one of choice for a lot of the guys who I'm looking at now, whether it's in Alaska or Hawaii or just about anywhere else in the world.
Okay.
So very comfortable.
So you went into a port of call.
Yeah. Okay. There were three ports of call on this itinerary. The first one was Ketchikan. Very nice. I mean, Alaska is the kind of cruise for me that is extremely relaxing, or at least used to be, because there's nothing to do up there except look at the scenery.
Right.
We go to the Caribbean maybe 3-4 times a year.
Yeah.
And it's hustle, bustle, shop.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a shopper.
Okay.
Okay. I love to shop.
Yeah.
So does my wife. And it's like she was telling somebody last night. She says, "You're going to St. Thomas? Oh, we'll have to give you our friends' names. We have like 20 friends in St. Thomas. Every one of them owns a jewelry store."
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
You've got many friends.
You make your friends after a while.
Yeah. So there you go. Whereas Alaska, although I did notice that Juneau is changing somewhat, and Ketchikan as well, where they're beginning to get some of the Caribbean influence as far as shopping is concerned.
Well, yeah, Ketchikan especially.
Yeah.
The Gateway and the Arch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm not even talking about the gate. I'm talking about the type of shops that are up there.
Okay. What
catering used to be, right to the cruise market.
Yeah,
that's
what
they're there
used
for.
To be native handicraft and local foods and things like that has now turned into... Yes, we'll give you all the bling you want.
Okay.
No problem. You know, we'll spend our winters down in the Caribbean and our summers up in Alaska exactly the same way the cruise ships do it.
Okay.
But that having been said, you can still tear yourself away from it. And the cruise, or at least the tour that we did on the helicopter, was with Temsco out of Juneau. And we had, in our group, we were traveling with three other couples. So... four of us went on the helicopter. My wife refused to go.
Why?
She said, "I want to live." I said, "Well, if you want to live, you come on the chopper with it."
Come
no,
with me
that's
if you
not
want
what
to
I'm
live.
Talking about.
Well, that's a little like Stephen. We were taking just a seaplane. It was an Air Canada-operated flight, a seaplane from
Vancouver
to
Victoria.
And he wouldn't get on it. So.
Oh, come on. Are you
chicken.
Kidding?
Maybe
no,
today
no.
I would, but then I didn't.
Oh, no.
But then again,
wonderful.
Go on.
Anyway, so what we did was we hired the helicopter for ourselves.
Okay.
Instead of taking the tour. You can take a ship's tour.
Mm-hmm.
You can book directly with Temsco, and they'll put you with a group or any of the other helicopter operators, for that matter. What we did was we said, okay, how much is it to charter the bird for ourselves? This is what we want. And if effectively, it worked out about the same price.
Oh, wow. So
when you have a group that size.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
So what exactly did you do? How long did you have it? Was it an hour? Or?
About an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay.
And we did two landings, one on a glacier, which was the Mindenhall Glacier. You don't want to fall when you're on the glacier. They give you special glacier boots that you put on over your shoes. Specifically for that purpose, to keep the traction, simply because if you fall on the glacier, you'll tear your hands to shreds.
What?
The ice is like shattered glass.
Oh, no.
Yes. There are water holes on the glacier. Okay, there's running water. There's water standing. It is absolutely gorgeous to see the color of blue, because blue is what's reflected from the packed ice.
Uh-huh.
And the colors are amazing. The glaciers themselves look kind of dirty.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, there was one lady on one of the ships who, at the end of the cruise, you get a comment card they want you to fill out.
Yeah.
You know, what did you like about the cruise? And do you have any complaints? And this lady complained vociferously on her card. She says, I think the cruise line is doing an absolutely terrible job of maintaining the glaciers. They are so dirty.
Yes, they should go out there and paint them each year and make them look fresh for everyone.
That's right. It's sort of like the lady who from New York who said, it was too difficult to walk in Pompeii. I think they should pave it. Excuse me?
Oh, yes. Nothing will surprise you when you read passenger comic cards.
Yes, precisely.
They should pave it.
Yeah, but the glaciers are dirty because that's nature. And it is thousands of years of debris that is collecting on the ice. So we did an ice landing and we did a bog landing, and the views, the vistas, was just gorgeous.
Jesus, special glacier boots. That's something that I didn't realize that it would be like sharp glass. These things.
Yeah. The ice itself, if you fall, I mean, it's not continually like that, but if you fall, you could do some real damage to the. To the epidermis.
Oh, yeah. So your gloves and whatever.
Gloves if you want, but just be careful.
So it lands and you get out and you walk around.
You walk around on the glacier. Don't fall into any of the crevasses because they'll never find you.
A good way to disappear from the world as we know it.
Or make somebody disappear.
Oh, yes. Just conveniently invite them on a helicopter tour. Absolutely. To
You've given Stephen a perfect plan.
Boy, thanks, Al. Glad you were joining us today. Got me thinking,
too. It's got me thinking, too.
Yeah, Bob. Well, the music is playing, which means we got ourselves about a minute and a half to wrap the show up, Al. Any more interesting things to tell us about your trip?
As far as Alaska goes, just magnificent. It's gorgeous. It's breathtaking, however many adjectives you want to put on it.
Right.
Very relaxing. And take cameras, definitely.
Sure. Well, they also have all the postcards that you could possibly buy.
Postcards don't do them justice. Okay? Well. You do your own shots and find your own, you know, whale watching. We did that also. Saw the whales.
Yes.
Okay, and when you see a killer whale breach, it is just something, and you're only about 150 yards from it.
Oh, yes. That's run.
No. Well,
it is calmer water there in Alaska than it is
very calm.
Northeast
coast. You're on the main ship, too. It's not like those little choppy boats out from Gloucester, you know?
We've had rough weather on large ships also, but no, Alaska, if you're worried about seasickness, it's probably a non sequitur. It just doesn't happen.
So Alaska with the great scenery, the great food and accommodations on the mega ships, and the calm waters, hey, combining all the best that touring a board ship can be.
Get the bookings in now for next summer.
Yeah.
It's always
you have to book early for that kind of thing.
Yes.
Limited capacity, so book early. So next week we're going to have a special guest, Jerry Dale. He was a former National League umpire, the first game that I ever saw at Jerry Park, which was the Expos versus the Reds at the time. He's now running Jerry Dale Safaris out of Africa, wine tasting tours, and tours of South Africa, Zimbabwe, Zambia, and he'll be joining us on the phone to discuss his new career.
This is all about the different things we like to do at Travel World. We find people that we used to watch on TV 20, 30 years ago.
And they all appear on Travel World eventually.
And we find some obscure reason to bring them on the air with us.
Well, at least it's travel related, right? He runs a safari company, very successful safari company for almost 30 years, even while he was a National League umpire.
Well, we're happy that Al was able to join us today. We got 10 seconds to close out. Well, thanks for listening to the Travel World Radio Show once again. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Al?
Oh, and he's not Al Randall.
That's right.
The guy in the corner.
And I wish I was Al Randall, but why? I'm Bob.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.